All right, so it is the AWS chat. Zanger in Portland, Newbear in Lexington, Kentucky. We are on question three. What's your greatest story slash moment where you overcame fear? I like Brittany Lawhorn's response at B underscore Lawhorn. Realizing that not having a distinct plan post grad was okay. Funny story about that. So I have a degree in international studies from the University of Denver. There were like eight of us graduating from the school. So we stand there. This is a couple of days before graduation, and they go across the room. What are your plans after graduation? And the first person says, "Well, I have an internship at the United Nations." And the second one said, "Well, I'm going to law school at Tulane." And so it's, they go through, and then they get to me. I'm number five. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to hang out for 6 months." My mom just about seriously. My mom was like, "I just spent this much money for this. I'm just gonna hang out." But it's actually interesting because Brittany brings up a good point, is that I wasn't really sure what my plan was specifically. And ironically enough, the third person in that line, it didn't turn out the way that they had expected it. So I think Brittany brings up a good point. I had a kind of a direction, I kind of knew what I wanted to do. And it took some time. It took some time to get to that point. And I think that, yeah, there were times when I was fearful of it. And when I got into radio, it was something new. It was something I knew I was capable of doing. I knew that I could have created a good career for myself, which I did, which I did. I had a very good support system and a lot of supportive people around me. But I think that's kind of interesting. I mean, there's more of a deeper story about overcoming fear, but we'll save that for another time. Newberry, you real quick, 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, mine's more personal. I have an extreme pitting out problem. So I became the
Yeah,
guy who
actually you
wore
do, yeah.
I became the guy who wore navy blue and black to everything, And so I'd
Right.
get up there to do a presentation or something, and I'd be terrified that I was just going to walk away with, giant saucers under my armpits. And so life's meant to be lived in color. And I my biggest overcoming of fear was to be able to get up in like a lime green polo and walk off the stage without sweating my ass off.
That's funny. That's funny. All right. Well, more to come on that. We do take it seriously, but sometimes we kind of poke fun at ourselves a little bit. I'm just saying. I'm saying. But thank you for all the responses and the participation. And we'll catch up with you on the next question.